Toronto, Canada's main stock index closed at a record high Friday as financial and energy stocks rose and the unemployment rate dipped. The S&P/TSX Composite Index closed up 99.94 points at 20,475.42 for both a record intraday and closing high. The gains came as jobs numbers showed a continued recovery, even as they fell below expectations. Statistics Canada reported Friday that the country added 94,000 jobs and the unemployment rate came in at 7.5% for July compared with 7.8% for June. While many economists had expected the country to add at least 100,000 jobs and the rate to fall to 7.4%. Job numbers in the U.S. meanwhile came in above expectations, which helped push down the loonie Friday to an average of 79.68 cents U.S. compared with 80.02 cents U.S. on Thursday. In Canada, we're getting job growth, which is positive, we're just having a slower recovery, said Anish Chopra, managing director with Portfolio Management Corp. The job numbers helped boost sectors like energy, finance, retail, and industry, which put some pressure on sectors like tech, said Chopra. You see cyclical stocks doing well, because the jobs were really coming mainly in the leisure and entertainment area, which means the traditional economic sectors are coming back after this tough period. The energy index climbed just over 1% as Canadian natural resources rose 2.75% and Imperial Oil was up 1.25%, despite a dip in oil prices. The financial index was up 1.2% as CIBC gained 1.66% and Brookfield Asset Management Inc. was up 2.08%. In New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 144.26 points at 35,208.51. The S&P 500 index ended up 7.42 points at 4,436.52, while the NASDAQ Composite was down 59.36 points at 14,835.76. The positive economic news helped nudge up U.S. Treasury bond yields, which put a damper on gold, said Chopra. Generally, as yields go back up, there's less concern about runaway inflation, and gold is used as a hedge for inflation. The December gold contract ended down $45.80 at $1,763.10 an ounce and the September copper contract was unchanged at $4.35 a pound. The September crude oil contract closed down 81 cents at $68.28 per barrel and the September natural gas contract was unchanged at $4.14 per MMBTU. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 6, 2021. Companies in this story, TSX, GSPTSE, TSX, CADUSD. The Canadian Press.